Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show and week 34 of A Year of Self-Love Journal. This week's mantra is, I am my ancestors' wildest dream. I draw upon the wisdom and strength of those who came before me. You've probably seen that on a t-shirt, right? I am my ancestors' wildest dreams. And I think sometimes we, you know, put it on a t-shirt, put it on a meme, and we don't stop and really think about what that means. And as you think about, like, what are your ancestors' wildest, like, what do you think their wildest dreams were? Do you know? It makes me think about just reflecting on how we are in touch with or how we honor those who have come before us. Do we know their stories? Do we know their journeys, right? And like, what do you think they're like? So I think about my ancestors, so I'll share some of my reflections as I was preparing for this, that I think about my mother's mother, and actually, know about my mother's mother's mother. We traced my, would that be my great-great-great-grandmother back to when the first census was taken post the Civil War. So in that census 69, I think, 1869, and they're in Jefferson City, Missouri, which I didn't realize I was a Missourian through and through. So near Jeff City, near the water, actually. And we don't know tons about them, but I know that Jane had Ida, and Ida had Zephyr, and Zephyr had Lucille, who's my grandmother, and Lucille had Sandra, and Sandra had me. And so when I think about their dreams post, you know, post-Civil War, we're entering in the Reconstruction, I know that my grandmother's mother had dreams for her in terms of her education. And I know that my grandmother had dreams around education. And so, like, something I'm clear about is they wanted us to be self-sufficient, to be able to compete in the world, and that they loved their family. Like, those are a few things I know about that line of my family. And my grandmother's mother, she was, wait, did I miss a generation? Vivian, I did. She was a seamstress. And so, like, I have a few of her pieces still. And I love when I wear them. They're fur, which, you know, doesn't get worn that often in today's day and age. And it's like, you got to be careful where you wear it. Cause I mean, we're not promoting that right now, but these exist and in my family line. And so I have them, and it just makes me feel like she's tangible because she sewed this, she created this lining, and she wore it. And so when I think about, like, that lineage and what they dreamed for their kids and what I dream for my kids, education is a big piece of that. Of, like, you don't have to be everything, all things, but you need to be knowledgeable. And we value education, and we value the opportunity that education brings. We're not trying to be elitist, right? So, like, I think about my grandfather, who didn't have an eighth grade education, valued education, and was amazing in math, right? And so there's a way in which you can value knowledge and learning and not get caught up in the elitism of our education system. And so I feel very in touch with that. And I think it shaped me in terms of being a professor and being a teacher. I'm a big proponent of just, like, knowledge and being curious about things and asking questions so that you can be informed, whatever the topic is, even if it's not your expertise. And my grandmother was very adamant that all of her children go to college. And that was a big deal because, like, my grandfather had an eighth grade education. My grandmother didn't finish college. They had my mom as their first child, but she was adamant that all her children would go to college. And she achieved that. They all did. And so there's a way in which I think about their dreams, and I could go a few different directions here, but I, you know, went down the thread of education, and the fact that I saw my education through, have my doctorate, and also engaged in teaching as a profession, I think that would make their heart happy. I think they'd be proud of that. I also try to make them proud by making sure that, like I said, even though I am in those higher ed spaces, that I don't look down on people who don't have those degrees, that I understand and I value education and knowledge and being informed in a lot of different ways. And so that I want that for everyone, even if everyone doesn't have access to higher ed, that doesn't equal who you are, that doesn't make you who you are. And so this week invites us to think about, like, what do we know about our ancestors? What are we curious about? Like if we had to, you know, ask them a question or ask them for help, like, what would that be? If you would want to thank them for something, what would that be? And who would you most like to meet? Right. So in thinking about those questions, I would want to meet actually my dad's mother. So on the other side, my paternal side, my mama Aussie, she got a divorce from my dad's father back in the late 40s, early 50s, which at that time was not common. And then married who I knew as my grandfather, Milton, who was the sweetest, sweetest, most tender man. And so I love that for her, that that's who she found in her second husband. But I'm so curious. I just would want to talk to her about, like, the strength that it took, how she navigated leaving an abusive relationship, which I'm so glad she did. But that was not a common story back then. And so I'd love to have that conversation with her. So in thinking about the stories that you have heard about your different ancestors, like, what would you be curious about? What do you want to know? Who would you want to talk to? And then also just ask yourself, like, how do you honor them? What does that look like to remember them? I try to honor them by keeping their stories alive, by telling my children about them. But, you know, there are folks who will sometimes have an altar, maybe some pictures, a candle, fruit, or some sort of nuts or food. You know, maybe it's a meal. I think about my grandmother actually every time I make the baked macaroni and cheese. And my youngest just requested it this week and wanted to learn how to make it. And I told him where the recipe came from. So that was a, you know, way of remembering her, of her staying alive. And I told her about the cheeses that she would use and the cheeses that I use and why she grated the cheese by hand. And you never want to use bag shredded. And, you know, just to pass those lessons along is a way of remembering them, of keeping their memory alive. And maybe it's a conversation with someone else in your family about them. Like in the Jewish tradition, they talk about may their memory be a blessing, right? And there are other faith traditions where they talk about, you know, keeping people alive by talking about them and telling their stories. And so in the variety of ways that we can remember our ancestors, how do you remember yours? And how do you embody their wildest dreams? And how can you pay kind of tribute to them and honor them by living those out? So please do share with me in the comments about how you're navigating being your ancestors' wildest dreams, what strengths and wisdom that you've pulled from your lineage, and how that's shaping you today. I'm Dr. Kira Banks across all socials. I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.